I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 22nd. People who support police officers and their families gathered on Wollaston Beach in Quincy on Saturday morning. About 100 people attended the so-called Blue Lives Matter rally in response to the recent Black Lives Matter rallies that were held in the wake of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Saturday's participants said they wanted to show their support for the vast majority of police officers who do good in the community. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch attended and said he will continue to provide Quincy police with the resources they need, and said calls to defund police departments are misguided. A candlelight vigil will be held in Braintree tonight in memory of Laurie Melchionda, who was shot and killed at her home last Wednesday. Melchionda was the director of health services for the Weston Public Schools for many years. Her former neighbor, 61-year-old Robert Bonang of Marshfield, is being held without bail for her murder. Tonight's vigil is planned for 8:30 at Braintree Town Hall. The MBTA will hold a virtual community meeting on Wednesday to discuss their plans to build a new bus maintenance facility at the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy. The T wants to tear down the existing building and put up a new facility to service 120 buses and serve as office space. The T is leasing the property now and plans to purchase it soon. Residents have raised concerns about traffic, noise, and pollution. The T says the public will be able to comment during Wednesday's meeting, scheduled to start at 5:30 on the MBTA website. The meeting will also be carried live here on Quincy Access Television. And a reminder to please participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project by submitting your videos, photos, artwork, stories, or any other reflections of life in Quincy during the pandemic. The Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, the city, and QATV are all teaming up to collect the submissions at quincyculturalmemory.com. You can also send your entries to the Thomas Crane Library, attention local history, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 22nd.